It's the rainy season. Well, we're approaching the dry season too. But then if you know River State very well, you'd know that we don't really have much of those. Raining or dry doesn't really count that much, especially with the floods that seem to come almost any time. And there were talks about the Cameroon dam that was opened in Cameroon, and that led to rivers around that area, the River Niger being one of them, overflowing its banks. Add that to the rains that we've had a couple of times, and what you would have would be flood. Well, this is not the first time that we're facing this sort of situation. In parts of River State and other parts of the South and Niger Delta precisely, different warnings have been given at different times to different states by the NIHSA with regards to areas that are prone to suffer flooding and what should be done. Most of the times, people would say this information comes and we're told, oh, flooding would happen here, flooding would happen here, people should evacuate. But is that all that should be done to address those challenges? Well, I don't know how well you know some parts of the state. So we have a post up on Facebook Live that requires you to tell us what you think about the NEMA activity concerning preparing for floods. Are they doing enough? Prior to this time, the Nigerian Hydrological Services Agency warned that there would be likely heavy flooding from the rivers Niger and Benue between September and October. And here we are in the first week of October. The Director General made the announcement, and he mentioned that this was a situation that needed to be addressed. Some of the states that were mentioned included Kebbi, Niger, Adamawa, Taraba, Benue, Nasarawa, Kogi, Edo, Delta, Anambra, Cross River, Rivers, and Bayelsa. A few of those states were mentioned, and River State was included as well as Bayelsa State. But the big question is, how much preparations do we have on ground? Well, we'll be speaking with the South coordinator for NEMA to talk to us about how prepared government is and what has been done and what is being done to evacuate people, to provide alternatives for people, because in some parts of the state already, you're aware, the flooding has started to take its toll. I was on the road during the weekend and found out that in Bayelsa, some communities are already suffering flooding, some parts of Delta State as well. As far as the southwest, you would see areas that are already communities in Calabar. There are communities there that have been submerged and under the flood. So we're asking, when this information come out and NEMA says they are prepared, the question now is, do you think, is NEMA doing enough to prepare for the floods? Is NEMA doing enough to prepare for the floods? There's also the role of local government chairman, many would say. There's also the role of the state government as well to prepare for these things. At the Imbiama Axis, I can't remember the exact community now, where they always have the same issue every single year. What is being done about it? Well, before we go into some of those areas where the issues of flooding has been experienced, we'll open phone lines and talk to you and get your contribution on this. How prepared is NEMA? How prepared are we for the floods? What has been done around your vicinity? Your local government chairman, the state government, what is being done about it? How ready are we? Let us know what the situation is on 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002 as a number to call. 0817-923-0002. Is enough being done by NEMA to prepare for floodings, or do we just take what was said by the NHSA and people just have to move? Every year we have that information come out, but we do not see what has been done. The flooding situation is still persistent. As it speak, the River Niger and Benue rivers already building up. And you know how Nigeria is located within the River Niger Basin. Nine countries occupied in this area. Nine: Benin Republic, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Chad, Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea, Mali, amongst the many others. And the dam that was opened in Cameroon, many have pointed to that direction for being responsible for the situation we have now. Other times, victims of the floods have said, well, it's the same old story. Now we're just used to it. We just prepare our minds and we just wait for whatever happens or comes our way. And for some of these people, in fact, you're tired of speaking to the media about the situation because it's almost like they've been left to their fates. Well, let's know what you think. How prepared are we? Is NEMA done enough? Is NEMA doing enough? How ready are we? Is the state government looking into this? What is the situation around your location with regards to the flood? Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
I'm calling from
Dallas. All right, go on. What's your name then?
My name.
All right, go ahead.
I don't think NEMA is prepared enough. Because, like my community, they didn't even know the community. We don't want to be anything passive.
Where is your community? We can barely hear you.
Ibriba.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, this flood is not anything about my community. They don't even know where the community is. And if they want to give something, they will give people that are in it. I don't think some of the constituents. I don't think the operation is not for the police in the community last year. Like in that, you took it to the people who are very patient, most of the time.
We can barely hear you, so you might have to call us back. Well, if you can't reach us via telephone, you can send a WhatsApp message. 0809-030-6416. I'll take that again. 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. We also are aware that in parts of Aouda, it's not very pleasing, the situation. And Nigeria Info, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You're welcome.
My name is David West.
Go on.
And I call you from the city of Nyanegua.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the devastation of the flood here in Nyanegua is biting hard on the people. If you are conversant with the city of Nyanegua, presently as I speak with you, I am in one of the communities in the capitals, in the city, because the state capital, where the flood is also very high. This place is called Akenfa Community. The farmers here, in fact, their farms are submerged. All you see around is forced harvesting. So the flood is very critical here. NEMA, their presence, with all due respect, is not felt at the moment. And I want to say this, that the state-owned emergency relief agency, too, is in oblivion. Good morning and have a nice day.
Hey, thank you very much, Dave, from Yenegua. My question to him would have been, what exactly is the state government doing? We know we have SEMA. How effective or functional is SEMA in Rivers State or any of the other states? I wouldn't know. But if we have SEMA, there's supposed to be some working relationship with NEMA, isn't it? And then for local government, I think I'm aware that, one time our correspondent spoke with the local government chairman for Aouda West, and there were talks about plans on ground to provide relief materials and all of this, which is what we always have done every time we were faced with such issues. The question now is, aren't there something else that can be done in addition to this to perhaps even prevent the situation from even occurring? Major question. Because when you think about it, people would say, oh, we have to open up some of the rivers, create a canal or channel the drainages properly. Because these things happen even in GRA. You know, for GRA, you have flash floods because when it rains heavily, that's what you get, flash floods. And even for that, the question is, how connected is the drainage, and why are we still going through that in that sort of area? Nigerian, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Nigerian.
You're welcome, good morning.
This is Takuku calling from Apokeche.
All right, go ahead.
So let me talk about the flooding. You see, the problem of this, our country, what shall I refer to? They know where the rivers or the canal are always flood. You see people to cover it, to build the house. What if it's tied to rainy season or whatever? You see that that river will not find a way. If you're able to enter a house, the problem is that these companies are doing roads. Most of them are not giving better drainage to canal or a river where the thing will be floating. And people will be selling land, tell where the rivers are and where the drainage are built. You'll be able to build the house on top of it. That way they don't care of other things. That's the problem of this flooding. If they can't give everything in its own way, you're not seeing this flooding. So people, they know how to be me from a church. We have a plan. We're not flooding in a church. I'm so happy in my place. I'm so proud. So those who bid to cover the flooding, let them receive the pain over it so that they know what to do. And the government has to take action to build those issues, to destroy those structures and make up the drainage. So those areas will be open. People will get in themselves. The government, the government is because he did and put up litter, making more than this, so no drainage on his house. They don't care for the family. They cannot tell people what to do, which is no good. I don't like it. So then I'm going to stay for me.
All right.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
So they have to search for you. Thank you. This is a fool from OKJ.
All right. Thank you very much. Nigerian, for good morning.
Nigerian, for good morning.
Morning to you. Okay. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I know the student from Montreal Ridge.
All right, go ahead, we can hear you.
Mm-hmm. This issue of flooding. This issue of flooding. The president of Montreal is making it to look a new thing. This flooding has been there right from time of Adam to today. The forefathers of these areas did make it as is a way of life. Because any year, flood does not come, will not have a good harvest. So the people there in the flood, they plan their family and everything. Like in the Amita area, don't want the flood is going, as long as it's going, they can plant the yam. Before the yam comes, flood comes again, the yams are out there. The are bring to the town. So, and nobody can stop this. Nobody can stop this.
All right, we couldn't get you clearly, but I think he says only the government can handle the situation. We'll go on a short commercial. When we return, we'll speak with our guest. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Setting you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You could do well to watch, listen, and contribute. Just like and follow at Nigeria Info PH. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and my guest with me this morning is NEMA's South South Zonal Coordinator, Godwin Tepiko. You're welcome, sir. Good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, quickly. A few states were mentioned to experience the flood situation, and some of them, Kebbi, Niger, Adamawa, Taraba, but most importantly, where we are now, Rivers State was mentioned to be one of those states that could experience flooding between September and October. The first question many would have in their mind is, what is being done and how is NEMA preparing for that situation? Of course, some communities already are experiencing that flood.
Well, NEMA, right from when the prediction came from NIMET in February and subsequently the outlook by NISA, Nigerian Hydrological Services Agency, NEMA has been on top of his game, holding stakeholders meeting, calling all stakeholders across the country to Abuja and monitoring their state of preparedness towards this prediction. And after that, on the 19th of last month, my Director General, Mustafa Abdul Ahmed, also convened a national technical section in collaboration with NISA, where he alerted the country that about 18 states you mentioned earlier will experience flooding within September and October. Following that, NEMA has prepositioned relief supplies across the 36 states of the Federation.
Sorry to interrupt you there. These supplies, are they given to the state government, the local government, or directly taken to those communities?
Directly to the states. You know, we run a federal system of government.
Mm.
Yes. So if the national has to interface with the state, he has to go through the state government.
So SEMA in the state?
To the governor now to SEMA. Mm. You understand? But we know that SEMA is the disaster management agency for the state. But SEMA cannot do anything without the governor. So the governor has to be put on notice that this is what the federal government is doing to assist the states.
Mm.
So that has been done. NEMA has also been ready by making sure that platforms, you know, have been put in place, platforms that can assist in rescue, because you know that most of the communities will be flooded. So such platforms as inflatable boats have also been put on red alert, you know, for possible deployment to assist the communities, you know.
Before you got here, a few of the callers talked about situation in their areas, in Bayelsa, in Rivers, and some of them haven't really seen these relief materials. So is there a way it works? Is there, like, does the incident actually have to occur first? Should the place be flooded first before the materials can get to those people? They plan to move these people to other sites, or is NEMA only focused on just providing these relief materials and that's it?
Well, you know that we're on the federal system of government. The act establishing NEMA provides that states should set up their state emergency management agency, and the local governments also local emergency management committees. You know, so while the federal government through NEMA is putting measures in place, like the advisory NEMA gave, NEMA has also advised governments of these frontline states to begin to evacuate, you know, identify safe higher grounds to evacuate those vulnerable communities, you know, from to a safer place. You know, that the state governments too should also begin to provision their own relief supplies. And SEMA of these states should begin to engage in regular stakeholders meetings to prepare state actors to get ready for this exercise. Like the question you asked, that the communities have not gotten anything. A committee has been set up, you know, across different states. We are staff of the agency who will be coming to personally hand over these items to the state governments, from where they will be distributed to the communities that have been impacted.
And as this happened, is the distribution commenced for the relief
materials?
It has
not commenced.
But the flooding has commenced.
The flooding has commenced. So NEMA is doing its bit. I expect you to ask, what has the state been doing also?
We're going to come to that as well. Okay. But we're starting with knowing what you have done, and you're highlighting how the state plays a role, which we'll get to. But in the first instance, you know that also the state, NEMA has to work with the state government. And you've made mention of the relief materials that perhaps would be given to the state governments. And we want to know if those materials have been given and what materials are those that were given.
The materials have not been given. I said NEMA has started prepositional relief supplies across the 36 states. And in the next 1 week, commencing from this week, teams that have been set up across the 36 states will also go to these states to hand over these items to the state government and eventually distribute these items. Right. These items include food and non-food items.
All right, until that time comes, for now, people are already suffering the flood. Now, we'll need you to clarify for us, whose duty is it to evacuate people from those areas that are prone to flood? Is it NEMA's or the state government's duty or local government duty to do that?
It's the state government that is supposed to take the lead. The state government, they have, they're in charge of their states, you know, so if in collaboration with the National Emergency Management Agency can assist them to identify these safe higher grounds where the people can be evacuated. So it's the state government that will take the lead.
In other words, you're saying that now the question should go to the state government whether the people have been evacuated, because some areas already people complain of being flooded. The areas are flooded and they don't have a place to stay in some parts of the state. And even other states within, I was around Delta State, I was in Bayelsa State as well. Even as far as Akure, some communities in those areas also experiencing the flood. We'll open the phone lines and get your questions in and also hear from you. Tell us the state of your own locality. Has there been evacuations with the flood situation happening now? If it is happening where you are, what is on ground? Would like to hear directly from you. Also, we're live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and we're asking you to tell us if you feel NEMA has done what it should do in addressing this flood situation across the different states mentioned that would be affected. The phone lines are 0817 923 0002. You can also call 0817 923 0007 0817 923 0007. My guest is NEMA's South South Zonal Coordinator Godwin Tepiko, has been speaking to us here. While we wait on to take this caller, just tell us first, the hindrances that you face, are there issues that you face? You've talked about working with... Well, what is the relationship between NEMA and SEMA for the various states and not just River State, though?
The relationship...
How is the working relationship?
Because
some people would say, sorry to interrupt you, that, well, we don't hear much of SEMA in states. Is that the situation? Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Is anything being done to change the situation, or there's nothing that can be done?
The federal government cannot compel the state to do what they ordinarily would not want to do. So what we've been doing is advocacy.
Okay.
To ensure that SEMAs that have been established by states should be made functional so that they can be alive to their responsibilities.
Which of the states, can you give us a few states where perhaps the state disaster management agencies aren't as functional as they ought to be?
Well, I'm not to begin to cast aspersion on any state, but what I'm saying is that if states set up their SEMA, they should make such agencies to be functional.
Okay, let's take a call from Clement now. He's calling from Ada George. Good morning, Clement. Sadly, we lost that call. You can also use the WhatsApp portal and send us WhatsApp messages if you have questions. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 0716. That is the WhatsApp number. You can ask your questions there as well. We'll take them. This one says, the problem is not only how the drainages link or the canal. This includes lack of maintenance of our drainages. Some of the drainages are blocked. My suggestion is that local government, state government, and federal government, and including other private entities, employ people that will do cleaning up of drainages on a weekly basis. By so doing, it will curtail flooding. This is from Alozie in Omuma.
Yes, Alozie is correct.
Mm.
Yes, soon after the prediction.
Yes.
By NIMET and the annual flood outlook by NYSTA. I have personally carried out sensitization awareness campaigns across the states under my jurisdiction. In Rivers State in particular, we've been to the Orashi local government area, the following governments of the Orashi,
mm-hmm.
to sensitize the people, to inform them about the prediction, where the CDC chairman, the women leaders, the youth leaders, in collaboration with the local government councils, you know, we are there. We carried out this sensitization, you know. And I've been on radio and also on television to also sensitize the people. So if these communities have been flooded, it means that they didn't either heed the warning alert or they just don't want to do anything about it. We have personally gone out to do assessments, like in Bayelsa, we've been to Kenfire, we've been to Masoma and all that, to see for ourselves. And in River State, we have also been to the Ogbagwemandoni local government, the Ndoni Aziz, and all those adjoining communities.
You talked about parts of the West as well.
Yes, to see these things for ourselves. So it goes to say that the prediction is correct, and people should take heed and make sure that all together, the impact of the flooding is reducing on the people as much as possible.
Is the cause of this flood mainly just a natural occurrence, which would be rainfall? Is that the major cause of this flood? Because there are talks about the dam in Cameroon that was opened and that contributed to the situation. What exactly is the major cause of the flood year after year?
Well, for this particular flood, let me say that it's man-induced. Man-induced because if you recall my Director General's alert to the nation on the 19th of September, he informed the nation, the country, that following the information from NYSTA, you know, about the flooding of these 13 states, what will cause the flooding is that Lagdo Dam in Cameroon, since on the 13th, of last month, has started releasing excess water from his dam. And that, coupled with the spilling of water from our own dams,
mm-hmm.
like the Kenji, the Jeba, and all that, mm-hmm. all flowing, you know, into the rivers Niger and Benue, you know. So, coupled with the heavy rainfall, you know, experience, these are the cumulative factors responsible for this flooding we are experiencing now.
And there isn't any communication between our government and governments of those countries to see what can be done to avert this kind of crisis or man-made flood?
There's nothing to much the government can do. Because if they don't release the water, the concern will be much more. You know, Cameroon is a sovereign country, and if they are dammed, has reached its peak, its threshold, naturally they will release the water, you know. And if they release, is the impact is being suffered, you know, in Nigeria because of the topography. The thing flows down to Nigeria. So that is, we don't have control over Cameroon, you know, what they will do or what they will not do, you know. So that is the challenge we have.
A question here from one of our listeners is, if Cameroon has a dam to open to prevent water overspilling its bounds into its living areas and farmlands, what does the Nigerian government do to achieve the same feat? As many would say, is this now going to be a case where every year, whenever we know that the dam is going to be opened, everybody braces up and just accepts the situation as it is? Or perhaps there are certain studies that can be carried out and certain construction works or whatever that can be done to see that if we are going to suffer flooding, it should be something that's natural and not man-made.
Well, the Nigerian government is alive to its responsibility, you know, and I'm sure that they know what to do, you know, to avert future occurrences in the future.
And this question here says, what are we spending relief funds? Avoidable disasters we know ahead of time is sure to come. Is it wise and sustainable? So I think what it's trying to say is, if already we have a prediction that this is going to happen, why do we always then send relief materials? It's almost like there's no other thing we can do except to just give our relief materials.
Not so. A relief material is a last resort. It's a last resort. There are other things that can be done. Like I said earlier, when I talked about carrying out campaigns and sensitization programs, you know, there need to be mitigation. You recalled one of the text messages,
yes,
where somebody talked about clearing of drains and all that. So those are mitigating factors, measures that can be put in place, you know, to clean our drains, to make sure we don't dispose refuse in waterways and drainages, to silt our gutters and all that. Those are measures too that can be done. But by and large, eventually, when it happens, sources of livelihood will be disrupted. And as a responsible and responsible government, once that happens to the citizens, government can come to assist. Not that it's the priority of government to always provide relief assistance, but as a last resort, eventually, if this flood comes to impact the people, government has to assist.
All right. And another question from Victor. He says, is there any way the state government would stop this flood from ravaging all the West communities? And what's stopping the state government from ending this incessant flooding every year? It's very unfortunate that the government hasn't taken proper care of affected communities by the flood.
The state government?
Yes, he's referring to the state government, which brings me to also add, when these relief materials do not get to the people it should get to, what is being done? Is there a way NEMA investigates and there's sanctions? What happens?
Well, we the relief materials distributed directly to the impacted people.
They come and take it directly from NEMA? But I thought you said it was handed to the state government.
Of course, not state government distributes. You are giving it to the state on behalf of the impacted people. So hand over to the state. State, this is what NEMA has brought. Once that is done, NEMA goes in collaboration with the state, now the State Emergency Management Agency, and other stakeholders, the Red Cross, to carry out the direct distribution of these items to the impacted people. So talking about what the state has done, I don't think I'm in a position to speak for the state. The state should be able to speak for themselves, you know, what level of preparedness they are put in place to mitigate the impact of this disaster on the people.
All right, Clement from Ada George, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Andrew. Good morning to your guest.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Okay, Mr. Andrew, I grew up from the area in Edo State where this flood is affecting, right? And if I will remember, it has been there for a long time. In fact, before I believe my grandparents were born. Now, of course, majority of the occupants there are fishermen. And I believe that is the sense that applies to those in Kogi State, those in Benue State, and Delta State, and probably some parts in Edo State. The occupants there don't even need NEMA to tell them at this point in the year, you should expect a flood. They don't need NEMA. What happened is, I believe a lot of people who must have experienced this, we know there is particular leaf that usually floats on the river. When this leaf is around in that season, they know, okay, let's expect flood and let's start evacuating, let's start going to the highland. And of course, there is this particular fish that you fish in that period. Now, why do I need to bring this on board? Government or NEMA is not necessary. I mean, they don't need NEMA to give relief material. If these rivers can be dredged, you know, of course, there are ferries in that period that we only expect. Of course, rivers are source of transportation. Now, this particular part of this country, there is no source of transport apart from the flying boat and all that. I think it's only one that has good source of transportation now in this part of the world. I mean, this part of the country.
So why am I saying this? The government, especially the state government, should partner with the federal government to dredge these rivers, and then we will not be having this flash. I mean, this, I'm not calling it flash flood, because the one that happens, let's say, for instance, in GRA Port Harcourt, or let's say in Dio, all those ones are not part of this kind of flood you are talking about. That, releasing river, I mean, water from the dam will affect Dio. It will not affect Dio. It will not affect those that live at the riverbank. So the service of NEMA should be for those in Dio, maybe those in Rumokuta and all that, and not for those who live or who reside or who occupy the riverbanks. For generation, Mr. Andrew, for generation, right? Okay. So they should dredge those rivers, at least yearly. That is what other countries do. You know, so we don't even need NEMA to start coming down. If government knows what they are doing, they should dredge
Clement,
those rivers.
Thank you very much, dredging the rivers. So he's saying the relief materials and these sorts, maybe NEMA should be focusing more on people in the cities, because people in those who live in those areas close to the water bodies have been there forever, and they'll continue to be there. It means that every single year this situation would come, and then there'll be budget for relief materials, and if that's no alternative to tackle that problem. Do you share that thought? And then you were trying to say something about what happens with the relief materials when they do not get to who they should get to. Is there a committee that is set up to investigate? How is that handled?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, like I said, NEMA makes sure that the relief materials get to everybody that is impacted. What we do is, we do an assessment. After the assessment, will tell us the people that are impacted, and we have a list. So we want to carry out the distribution. We do this from base on the list we have. It's not generally for everybody. Mm. It's for people that are impacted. So somebody may just want to come and lodge complaint that I didn't benefit. But were you impacted? If you were not impacted, it's not for you. Then the contribution of the last speaker, I do not agree with him completely, because people who live in the cities have capacity, okay? If disaster strikes, they can cope. They have higher resilience. They can recover. But those people that live along this coastal area, the frontline, these communities along the rivers, they are more vulnerable. So they are the people that even need assistance more than the people in the cities. So that's why we are also targeting them, to ensure that we bring succor, you know, to them, you know, when the disaster strikes.
On WhatsApp, Samuel Chonkia says the response agencies at the federal and state level have not really done enough in Egbemama local government, no form of sensitization, and it is a flood-prone area. They should do the needful. This one says, I think this year's supplies of relief materials, according to your guest, have become an avenue for the federal government of Nigeria, NEMA, and other agencies to move out monies from the treasury. If not, wisdom demands that the federal government tackle the flood from its foundation by hiring credible companies and to dredge the rivers, carry out shoreline protections on those areas. As for the state government, if really a government said their people are dear to them, why would they even rely on the federal government instead of carrying out the dredging so as to stop the yearly occurrence of this flood situation? Obi sent in this message. Well, we're wrapping things up. If you can just react to this in 1 minute.
Well, Obi, I completely disagree with you. Government agencies are set up for specific duties. Our duty as a national emergency management agency was not set up to dredge rivers. We are carrying out the responsibilities bestowed on us by the act establishing us. Other government agencies have their own duties, maybe to dredge and to do other activities. So it's not an avenue, like you said, to bring out cash from government treasury and all that. We are merely carrying out the activities bestowed on us by the act that established the National Emergency Management Agency.
In 1 minute, What are the challenges NEMA is facing, especially in trying to ensure that people in various states, you know, are not largely affected by this flood situation? In just a few seconds.
One serious challenge is collaboration with the states. Like I said, if SEMAs are made functional, you know, the collaboration will be seamless and we'll be able to achieve a lot more. Because if you look at the National Disaster Management Framework, there is a vertical coordination mechanism where the NEMA collaborates with the states and the states we also collaborate with the local government. So once the structures are not there, there's a gap and coordination becomes very difficult.
All right, thank you very much, Godwin Tepiko, NEMA South Southern Coordinator, for your time.
Thank you
My
for
name
having
is
me.
Ifeanyi Andrew. Stay tuned. Hello, Port Harcourt next.